Welcome, everybody, to episode number 63 of Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and here with me today are Matt, Nick, Angel, and Kyle. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hey.
Sup, bitches. Hi.
Hey, email hey. WTPodcast@gmail.com. How much did you hate last episode without me? did you stop listening? And if you did, how do you know that I'm saying
But then
this?
In parentheses, so Matt can't see it, just tell us how much you did like it because he wasn't in it.
He was in it. Happen. He was in the last 10 seconds.
How?
Was he?
Yep.
We stuck in there. We digitally inserted him like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the newest of the Terminator movies.
The Terminator.
Was I really in the last 10 seconds of the last episode?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, why did you?
Which just makes no. Everyone, if you actually listen, you'll find him.
If you listen to it backwards,
yeah,
you can actually.
No,
you can hear
listen
him.
To it backwards. It's entirely. It's just me the whole time.
You're on the B side.
Yeah,
he's a very good backwards impersonator.
Yeah, if you buy episode 62 on vinyl, just flip it over. Matt's on the B side,
and I'm telling you demonic instructions how to kill your parents and not.
But
do
if
your
you
homework.
Play it backwards, he tells you to just go to church.
If you, oh yeah, if you play my backwards side backwards, I tell you, I convert you to Christianity and save your soul.
If you,
oh, that reminds me, this guy when my sister was here, this guy came to my door and like me and my sister were about to leave, I think, or so I don't know. Kyle was asleep on the couch. Me and my sister.
And he gave you a vinyl record and you played it backwards.
No, me and my sister were watching a movie. A guy came to. That's what it was. And Kyle was sleeping on our couch. And this guy knocked on our door, and I'm like, who's knocking at our door at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? And it was...
Sure wasn't 9 in the afternoon?
It was 9 up. In the afternoon by that band that I can't remember. So anyway, so I opened the door, and it was a Christian man with lots of pamphlets. And he was telling me about
Like any good Christian would have.
He was telling me about poverty, as he called it.
Poverty?
Well, poverty is what he kept saying. Poverty. and how
the poverty problem. He was just breathing.
We don't need to worry about poverty because God will take care of it. And basically told me not to donate to any charities and don't worry about the people in third world countries because God will take care of it.
Good idea. Yeah, you're right.
And which
that guy's the best Christian pamphlet hander-outer ever.
It was so weird because that's the exact opposite of everyone who's ever came to my door. Like, I thought he was going to ask me for money for a charity. He's like, no, don't donate to charity. Fuck poverty. Or no, don't even worry about it. It's taken care of.
He just gave you a bunch of money. He's like, whatever you do, don't donate this.
Don't give this to any poor
Spend
person.
It on like a Lambo or something.
Yeah, get a big screen TV.
Read Proverbs, and that'll take care of poverty.
And Proverbs. Yeah, it was enlightening. And guys, I'm now a Christian man. I'm going to church 7 days a week.
And you're never gonna give any money
right.
to anybody.
Oh, and Adam, I don't support you being Jewish anymore. So
no.
Work on
well,
that,
Matt. That's okay. It's like squares and rectangles. Christians can be Jews, but Jews can't be Christians.
Wait, okay.
Yeah. What? What? Christians can be in Jews?
Because Christians have four sides, thus making them both Jewish and I don't remember.
Anyway, what excuse do I have to hate Adam then?
I'll draw you a Venn diagram.
Adam, I still hate you regardless
oh, I know
of what
why.
I'm supposed to.
Because his brother's like a Boy Scout, I think.
Oh.
We talked about this. We talked about this
so
last
wait.
Week. Is that what
wait,
I do
wait.
Is I just look at everybody's photos on Facebook.
He doesn't have any hot cousins either. Where are your hot cousins, Adam?
We discussed this on the last episode, dude. But he's got a bunch of attractive Jewish girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
None of them are actually girlfriends, though, are
no,
they?
No, I didn't say girlfriends. I said girl.
No, friends
are
girls.
There was a space there.
Oh, yeah. No. I've
friend
seen,
of girls.
I asked Adam.
It's hyphenated.
He didn't finger blast one person in Japan, and he went with like a bunch of hot girls.
Yeah.
Why was that? We're putting you on the spot right now.
Well, I mean, there's no such thing as... finger blasting, you know, it's all just tentacle rape.
It's because it doesn't translate.
Right.
Finger blast over there just means go get a California roll at a sushi joint.
Well, Matt, you
they
obviously
have California rolls
listen
in
to
Japan.
Last episode.
Blast it in your
I'm
mouth
gay.
Via your finger.
Oh, you're gay?
Oh, yeah. It's finger food.
Yeah, you missed that last episode.
You got to go back, man. You got to do your homework.
I know. Well,
this
sorry,
is a
I
sequel.
Edited the last episode and I didn't listen to it. I listened to the key parts. Mostly what I wanted to do was isolate Nick's laughs. And just play him on a loop.
And just make it a giant laugh
and I
track.
Think I still might do that.
I do have the best laugh.
The most adorable laugh.
No, it was best. I was told best in that email.
Yeah, best.
I have that email framed and on my wall.
Okay, anyway.
I think it's the most deplorable.
We got really off topic, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing all episode because we don't have anything to talk
about. No, we do. And what game?
We don't.
What game are you playing, you fucking dick?
We're going to do.
Well, I'll go first.
We're going to do rapid fire. Like a patchwork of topics.
Don't give it away. What people. It's the suspense.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay.
We'll move it to. 30 minutes after this point.
Wait, if we actually beep this, can we all just like talk about like maybe I said something like really awful? That way we'll get a bunch of emails from people saying, what did Nick say? Oh, wait, then we'll have to bleep this.
Yeah.
Because we've said like cunt on...
We'll just cut out the entire podcast and just give him two seconds.
The language on this podcast, my goodness.
I think like we've said some stuff that you're not even supposed to say on iTunes, like racial slurs and stuff. But like, don't worry about that.
What? I don't know if we've made
No one listens
slurs.
To us anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We get millions of views, but nobody listens to it. So they just look at the
Alex says offensive things about Asians, but that's okay.
Oh, that's right.
And
he's allowed to do that.
Yeah, Matt, you're black, so it's fine.
Because he has a small penis. Yeah.
I just sit back and just shake my head.
No one here is white.
The liberal white guilt that is just flowing out of me.
No, I think white guilt is the one thing I don't have.
Nick is part Native American.
I'm guilty for everything except for being white. I feel great about that.
Matt is a Mexican black guy.
And now you don't have to.
I have white guilt, but I also am angry that I have it. So
white.
That self-loathing? White guilt?
No. So you're Jewish then?
Oh, yeah. I did it!
No, it can't be. Cause
Adam, give me
the phone number of all of your friends.
Adam, what Jew games have you been playing?
Dreidel.
Dreidel. Dreidel
3D. That's the only one.
Dreidel 3D.
On his 3DS.
I haven't been playing any games.
Dreidel
64. On my computer.
Oh, how's your computer coming?
He's been jerking on his computer.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. Totes.
Best
porn?
Joke. Big? Classy.
Wait, hold on.
I can watch Blu-ray porn.
Be straight
now.
With me.
Oh, wait.
I have a Blu-ray player.
That's awesome.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Have you looked at porn on your new computer?
I have not.
We had a really,
I've gone on the internet.
We had a really great, me and Adam being extremely honest on the last podcast that you should listen to.
Real heart to heart.
Man, I'm really upset that I missed the last podcast. I can never listen to it anymore.
Well, just lost.
It sounds like a good one, but, I'm not on it, so.
It's fantastic.
You know, maybe I can talk over it. Maybe I can do like a commentary.
Oh, yeah, director's commentary.
No, like a Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, ripping on your guys.
Yeah, but on audio, that's just annoying. You're just going to be talking over us.
That would be great.
Dude, I'm Adam!
Everyone would love that one.
Anyway. No, because everyone's... Oh, whoever listens to us actually already listened to it, so...
Don't do it riff track style where you write jokes. Do it America's Funniest Home Video style where you just do goofy voices over ours.
watch this. And then you have to put in, like, corny sound effects.
Oh, yeah, Mexican television.
And then you have to find Bob Saget and make him host it.
There's like hidden camera Mexican television shows where somebody like falls down or gets hit in the balls or something, and then there's like this really goofy laugh track and somebody doing weird voices, and then they replay it like 6 times before going to the next one.
They play that very stereotypical Mexican music.
Maybe you guys can use that for My Black Son.
No, they don't do that, but it does have an accordion in it, and that's...
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Well, no, every...
how's your computer, Adam?
It's good.
No porn.
I haven't really done much with it. I just ordered 2 new hard drives, and so those should be kind of coming in Friday, hopefully. So,
what operating system
working.
Are you
it's
running
good.
On?
Nothing's
it?
Blown up. I have Windows 7 and Snow Leopard running on it.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Very happy that everything's working so far.
It sounds good. You have to show it to me sometime.
I will show it to
how
you.
Much,
just like my Pokemon.
How much did you spend on it?
A lot.
I hate you.
it was a graduation present.
Can you buy me a bike?
What kind of bike?
The kind that you use your feet to pedal.
A Harley.
You don't want a light bike?
Oh, I would like a light bike.
No, he wants a Harley.
Yeah.
Get a Harley, Nick.
Does Harley...
Harley's the Dell of motorcycles.
Does Ed Hardley make...
Ed
Harley make bicycles?
Hardly ever.
He does.
Oh. Clever. Wordplay.
We're off to a good start.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you've been playing video games.
Yeah, I haven't done anything. Matt, you've probably played something.
Yeah, I played...
Head games.
I played Roller Coaster Tycoon. I got that game again. Number three.
Okay, I was going to say one?
when I was in...
It's funny that you say that, because my roommate hid all his porn under the Roller Coaster Tycoon folder.
How did you find that out? That's, oh, man, that's great.
Is that folder covered in white guilt?
Probably.
Yes.
Just Kylan's best joke of the century.
Just this century. And it's great because we'll get to hear it 1,700 more times.
Right.
Well, I just.
Oh, God.
Like,
here
like the Pilot Wings okay. joke.
No.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
The Pilot Wings.
No, I was playing it because I was in LA for a week and a half. my family. And my 8-year-old cousin really likes that game. And so we played a lot. Built a fun theme park. No, porn. She doesn't like porn. Well, I don't know. I haven't asked her.
Next time you see her.
Yeah, well, I'll call her. But yeah, it's fun. I've been playing Epic Mickey.
How is that?
Awesome. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah. Really good. Okay. I highly recommend it. It's fun.
Cool.
For the whole family. And only a whole family. Don't play it on your own. Only if you're surrounded by your entire extended family.
Right.
And I think that's it. Have I played anything else? You guys seen me play anything else?
I don't think so.
Codename
Guitar?
I play guitar a lot.
Codename Smegma?
Codename Smegma.
Favorite game?
Oh yeah, I did play guitar on our new EP. It's called Pop
Music. I listened to it. It's good.
Thanks, you can download it at balloonsisfun.bandcamp.com.
Jean-Pierre liked it.
Thank you, Jean-Pierre.
I liked it. Josh liked it.
You can download it for free. You can give us money for it. Either way, we'll be happy. Do it.
And there you go.
Nick, what have you been playing?
I have been playing some games, you know. Pokemon, Soul Silver.
Good.
And I think that's it. I don't know. I've been playing Resident Evil 5 again with Kyle.
Oh, we played Mario Kart Wii.
Oh, yeah, we played Mario Kart and Smash Brothers.
And Smash Brothers, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I got Mario Kart Wii for $20 from a place.
shady Tongan dealer.
Yeah. No, there's this place here in Seattle called Al's, and they have
I believe we've talked about everything. On the podcast before.
Yeah, I think we have. It's a pretty cool place. They have a lot of cool stuff, and they definitely...
Why didn't you just go straight to Reggie and say, hey, I want Mario Kart?
That's a good idea. I went to GameStop to get it, but all the employees stole the discs out of every box.
Yeah, right.
They're like, yeah, we have the boxes, but I don't know what happened to the discs.
You can have this scratched one. It's new, I promise.
Yeah, you can have this one that we scratched when taking out of the box brand new.
$49.99 for a new
one.
But,
sir, there's duct tape on it. No, that's how it came.
$48.99 for a used. It's a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. And if you're a subscriber, you get 10% off.
Right. So, I mean, you could take that extra $3 and go buy some bubble gum or something. I don't know.
If you would like to trade in a game, we can offer you 50 cents.
If you trade in 5 of your games, we'll give you $10 off your next purchase.
I remember when I traded, I forgot what game it is now, I traded in when it was, they were selling it used for $55 and they gave me $13 store credit for it.
You know, oh, God, when I went, I think it was Mario Galaxy 2, I went in to buy the game, and, like, in the bag with the disc, they gave me a coupon saying, if you return this game, we'll give you, like,
$20. Yeah, $20.
It's a good deal. But they gave it to me as I was buying it, like, the day it came out.
Right, they do that for all new releases.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Anyway,
is somebody taking pictures of their dick?
No, I was taking some
pictures of Kyle's dick.
Similar. No, I was taking some pictures of us recording the podcast. I'm going to put them on the Facebook in 3D. So if any of our listeners have 3D,
I should do that too.
DSs, they can do
hey.
That.
Oh,
good idea.
I'm going to use my 3DS XL.
I'm sorry, I turned down the volume, but the shutter sound, you can't turn it off. Apparently,
a lot of Japanese things are like that. No joke to people say it's because. People
they're
in Japan
over there.
Take like candid pictures of people on the subway and stuff, and they don't like that.
Right, right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so for real. So
I just got an electric on my 3D Pokemon app.
That's good. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Kyle, what have you been playing? Kyle's been playing something. Kyle has played and beaten a game in my presence. I was there. I like to think I helped a lot with encouraging words.
Well, what was it?
Drum roll.
We'll put it in post.
We'll put it in post.
Parasite Eve, released in 1997, ported to the PlayStation 3 in 2011.
Wow.
So it took you that long to beat it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been playing for 14 years.
He's been playing.
Well, he started playing it when Duke Nukem Forever was announced. And now that it's out, he decided to finally beat it.
Yes, I played through the entire Parasite Eve campaign. It took me roughly about 10 hours. It was good.
I mean, Kyle, tell me if I'm wrong, but I did greatly help you with the last boss.
Right. You see, my original playthrough in like 2002 or 2003, I had a Game Shark back then, and I used it on everything, no matter what. So this is actually my first time playing through without cheating.
And how was it?
Well,
was it rewarding?
No, it was extremely frustrating because, spoiler alert, the bosses go in order like this. First, you have Crocodile Boss. Then after that, some other
boss
stuff.
Boss Croc.
Yeah, Boss Croc. And then after that,
of course.
After that, you have, you know, a couple other bosses. And then that's when it starts getting hard. Then you have to fight Spider Boss. After you fight Spider Boss, you think it's over, but then you have to fight Centipede Boss. And then after that, you have to fight T-Rex Boss. And then after that, the end of it all, the Ultimate Baby.
Yeah, the Ultimate Baby is a dick.
Basically...
Wait,
it's
the baby,
a giant penis?
The baby is a dick?
It's not the Ultimate Baby dick, but it is the Ultimate Baby.
Ultimate Baby dick.
Yeah. No, hey, guys, seriously, don't...
pissed off white guy.
9 out of 10 people in America has baby dicks.
Really? Is that a real statistic?
It's a growing problem for shrinking sizes.
I see.
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt did...
Thank you for that awareness.
Matt and Nick did immensely help me in that last battle fighting the Ultimate Baby. They coached me throughout just about all of it, and I died 9 or 10 times, but they continued to coach me and told me what moves to do.
Kind of like a retro game master type shit?
I think he died 4 times. Oh. He only died 4 times.
4 is a lot less than 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like helped me conserve my mana to use it in the best possible way. They helped me use my medicines, my potions, things like that. And then I finally beat it, and it had the longest and most drawn-out ending. And it also didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
Sweet!
And
so it was totally worth it.
Not as boring as he makes it sound. It's a really action-packed game with the most relaxing fight music of all time.
Yeah. This is
like, no joke, in that game...
It's just smooth jazz.
Exactly. Smooth jazz.
It's really... The music gets more relaxing when you go into a battle.
Yeah, it'll be really intense... And then the moment you go into a battle, just all of a sudden it'll kick into this slow jam.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of kick back and you're like, yeah.
It's really not even music. It's just like ocean waves and rainfall.
Looking at the battle system, though, especially for the time that it came out, I think it was a really, really cool battle system. And I think,
is it turn-based?
Matt agreed with me. No, it's not turn-based.
It's a recharge, like active battle recharge system.
Right. Basically,
you
have an action bar, and you know it gets depleted once you use a move, and then you have to dodge your enemy's attacks in real time while it's recharging.
It's like, oh my god, have you guys played? I don't think anybody played Eternal Sonata.
No, it sounds.
But
really,
I have the demo.
But it did battle system like that, where like you can use certain moves.
What it sounds like is actually Aiden Chronicles, worst RPG for N64.
I've never played that.
It ruined my childhood. Anyway, Angel, what have you been working on?
Finished Medieval.
How? You said you hated it, right?
No. The game it was fun. It was mindless. But like, just the camera was annoying. But it was a good game. And then I just started Spirit Tracks. I'm going to the Ocean Temple right now. And
so for me, like, I really liked the story in that a lot.
Yeah.
Are you getting any of that?
Yeah, well, the little that there is, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know
the story in Spirit Tracks is one of the best parts of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing at like when Zelda wants to get her body back, and that's the only reason why she's going on this quest.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot from
Zelda.
Atlas
Zelda
Shrugged,
was
right?
A fantastic.
What?
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said it takes a lot from Atlas Shrugged, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just those Spirit Tracks and Atlas Shrugged. It is. It's a very libertarian game. And
Ayn Rand. There you go.
And
Ayn Rand. Boom.
That's the part that the majority of our listeners will understand.
Yeah, exactly. No one else, like our 15-year-old listeners, are gonna be like, "What?"
I thought our listeners were huge Ayn Rand fans.
I thought they were huge
Ayn Rand heads.
Listeners, email us. Email us and tell us how many times you've read Atlas.
I don't think I shared this with you guys, but we got our demographics back. Yeah, we're skewing older this quarter.
Oh,
170-year-old listeners. Really fucking old. And that's the average, so that means there's people much older.
Yeah, it turns out when you buy a new
iMac... Or maybe there's
iMac,
just one person really,
when you boot up
really
iTunes,
old.
It automatically subscribes to our podcast.
Yeah.
So a bunch of old people who are getting their first computers are booting up...
Because they're getting Macs.
Are booting up and getting super offended.
They enjoy listening during a nice.
Well, we don't
game
make fun of old people, so we're good.
I don't really make fun of anybody, so I can start making fun of old people. That could be my shtick.
That's your shtick now.
Oh, you could be like that Jeff Dunham puppet.
Oh yeah. Wait, which one? Which racist one?
No, the old
one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
See, yeah, because we're making fun of old people. No,
he's
you're
gonna
be a terrorist.
The racist like Arab puppet. He's got the racist black puppet. The chili that's racist towards Mexicans, yeah, and then the old Jose. Man puppet who hates women and specifically old women.
No, just his wife.
Oh, I thought he hates all women.
Yeah. Nah.
Oh, he's got the aborted fetus puppet.
Oh yeah, that makes fun of single mothers.
Yeah, and the AIDS baby puppet. It's
you guys actually really watch him, don't you?
Yeah.
No,
he's innovative.
Well, it's sort of like it's sort of like a train wreck.
Is he?
I just associate with him Florida because everything bad is from Florida.
Yeah. He's really sweaty.
Yeah, Adam, I just realized, like, not only...
Everything about me you find offensive.
Yeah, but, well, just, here's the thing, is that old Jewish people, I understand, living in Florida, what's a young
Well,
Jewish
his parents
man?
Are 90.
Yeah.
Right.
How old are your parents? Are they 90? I mean, I just don't, what does it have for you? What does Florida have for you?
Old people.
Yeah, because you're not interested in the hot babes.
Jewish girls.
Hot babes don't go to Florida.
They go to Florida for school, well, and then they move to California, and then they start wearing like hot swimsuits and cupcakes and whatever the hell
cupcakes
happens
He only knows Katy Perry music videos. That's what he thinks.
That's the only thing. And Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg
only
is there.
He's
got a candy
dog,
cane.
He only watched it for Snoop Dogg. He's like, oh, yeah, Snoop,
when I went out to E3, I was expecting to see everybody just wearing like food clothes, and I was very surprised to not see that.
California.
I did see Lady Gaga though, and she was wearing some pretty weird stuff.
California is, it's a lot of Katy Perry imagery.
I picture
Florida
California
is just a lot
like,
of like old people and hunky gay men.
I picture right.
old
California
gay men.
Like. What?
Both.
Yeah.
I picture Cali like Demolition Man. Just bright, cheery, Taco Bells everywhere.
That's not
it's
true.
It's funny because I'm from California, but I picture it as a Running Man. just like one big Arnold Schwarzenegger death game.
Sounds so right. The state is just like this big... Guy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna expand on it, but
yeah, it's not good.
That's how.
But right. Back to Spirit Tracks.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I just the only thing I don't like. I still hate the stylus control.
I think it works.
Yeah.
I actually, when I've been playing Pokemon, I've been wishing that there was stylus control in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
I like to sit back during long battles and just use the stylus to press the buttons, and then when I have to move, I'm like, now I gotta pick it up.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, I'm the opposite. I always use the buttons if there's an option. I never try to use
the stylus. I always lay down on my bed to play.
It doesn't
to play Pokemon.
Respond that well, that's why.
I wish there was like
you
a...
You lay on your stomach or on your back?
On my stomach or my back. There my only issue with that is the...
Because like it's hard for me to like use the stylus on my back because like you have to hold
the
DS up with one hand and use the stylus with the other.
I don't know. It's because that game isn't made for the circle pad, that it doesn't recognize the diagonals.
Mm. Yeah.
That using the circle pad is sort of irritating... But then the D-pad is in such a horrible location on the 3DS that it's hard to use that without cramping.
Yeah,
it was a little
weird.
So I can never really get comfortable playing that game.
There should definitely be an option for people who don't want... They want the worst controls, where you have to use the stylus to move left and right and the D-pad to move up and down. And it would be the worst. And you should...
Well, there's this new add-on that Mad Catz is making where you can plug in your Kinect to your 3DS.
Oh, Mad Catz. Oh my God, they've done it again.
Yeah.
Through the microphone port somehow.
Fall 2011.
Well, it's actually the right bumper moves you left. Left bumper mm-hmm. moves you down.
And the Kinect.
Flailing the Kinect will make you jump. if you move the circle pad around three times, you'll go right. So you just got to keep circling. He'll slowly go right,
and remember that this is specifically for Pokemon Silver.
Yeah,
it's different.
And
for
if you
all
press down
games.
All four buttons, you go down.
Mm-hmm.
All four of the face buttons.
Right and down are the only directions you named.
No, I said. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, you can only go right and down. You have to make a lot of circles in that game.
It sounds good. Mad Catz, call me. I've got some ideas.
So are we done with games?
Yeah. Oh, I got news. Hold on. News hour.
Okay. Yeah, we do have news.
Adam's not doing a news hour. It's my turn.
Yep. Matthew's news hour.
www.kotaku.com.
You're not supposed to spoil it. Now everybody's going to know that all we do is read their headlines.
Looks like
Adam's news hour is just like, reading Kotaku's front page.
Looks like Lego's in the news again. Marvel and DC hit the bricks in Lego's superheroes line. I'm not going to actually read the stories, so just make of that
just
what you
will. Just the headlines.
Yeah. I hate this so much some already.
Just scroll down the page and read the headlines.
Here's a blip for you. Prototype 2 makes it a date. April 24th, 2012.
I think I hate you.
I know I hate Matt.
Watch this.
You know what? Maybe it's just anyone who reads the news. Maybe it's not Adam anymore.
Is
it's
this
just
the
anyone
most
reads
controlled
the news I hate.
Swordplay you actually wanted? I don't know, because I'm not reading that article. Hey, Madden demo details coming Tuesday.
There's some sort of Last Guardian something or other in the Ico Shadow of the Colossus PlayStation 3 port.
No, that it doesn't say
really?
That. It doesn't say that at all.
It does say
nope,
that.
Nope, doesn't
yeah,
say
it does
a little
say
blip
yeah,
for you guys.
That.
How blatantly does the new Spider-Man trailer rip off Mirror's Edge? Very blatantly.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Hey, guys, Luigi has a condom. What the fuck?
What?
Oh, yeah, it's spoilers for the new 3DS. Mario.
Then how is there a baby Luigi? That just doesn't make sense.
You can blow up the Statue of Liberty Labrador in 2011
in the new
Twisted
Luigi
Metal.
Game.
Little Big Planet news. What if Little Big Planet had been free to play?
Oh my God.
All right, there's a bunch of
so
3DS
is
games
there...
have been canceled lately.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That is a
yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like
But they're all a bunch news. Of shitty games too. Well, there yeah. there was the
well,
the new
Assassin's
Ultimate
Creed.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3 that's coming out. So, and
yeah.
basically, they're giving you all of the characters you were fucking supposed to have in the retail version of the original.
Hawkeye,
Mega Man,
Frank West is going to be in it. The red demons from Ghouls and Ghosts and Super Ghosts and Goblins are in it, like the swooping red demons.
As one character?
Yeah. Well, there's one of them. You only fight them one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Here's big news.
Those guys are difficult.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Man, I applaud you for keeping on with this terrible joke.
Are you kidding me? Because it's so terrible, Matt won't stop. He's going to go through their entire archives. In a couple years, is this going to be? We're still going to be recording. Matt's going to be like, in the news, N64, do you need the expansion pack for every game?
Is a 3DS XL incoming? Ooh, that's a good one.
Is it?
It's a good one. Maybe.
Is it, Matt?
Maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Did Pokemon
All right,
beat
so
Ghibli?
Let's do, can we do some releases real quick?
Yeah, I'm about to release.
Hold on, everyone, take a look at.
We'll
Super
have to
no, shut up, Matt.
You're
done. I'm not
going
to sit
three,
here
go.
And listen to this shit anymore.
Golden Axe came out for PS3.
Oh, that's
I think it was
surprising.
For PSN.
Cool, I bought that 5 years ago on the Wii.
Wait, what?
Limbo
oh, yes.
came out for PS3.
Cool, I bought that a year and a half ago on the Xbox 360.
Bastion came out for
well,
the
how
Xbox.
About how about Miss Splosion Man?
Oh, I bought the original. I didn't buy the original.
That's all I've got.
Bastion came out.
Which game?
Bastion, the one with the it's like the old school RPG.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
That like it has a narrator narrating everything that you do live.
You know, it didn't come out, not yet at least.
Catherine came out.
It did.
We talked about that last week.
Did it come?
You told us that, Adam.
I think it's. I saw two dates for it, and now I'm only seeing one.
You told us that it was out last week, didn't you?
No, I said it was coming out on the 19th.
Has anybody
which was
played
yesterday.
Catherine?
No, it's got really good reviews. It says really.
But now I'm seeing that it comes out on the 26th.
I just know it's got high anime babes.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Oh, and I want to make a correction on what I said last week. There's a new No More Heroes game that's coming out for the PS3.
Yeah,
is only move. It's move only.
Really?
Well, move enable, whatever the fuck it is. But it's only the first game, not the second game.
Yeah. I knew that.
There's a remake called Heroes Paradise of the first
game. Right.
And then Red's
that's coming out for 360 and PS3, or it's out already. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new one.
Yeah, it's called like Red something.
Yeah, it's Red Zone something, or I don't know.
It's coming out. It's like a the first sexier, game uncensored just with version. Moves.
Yeah, yeah. So the first game has sexy options already.
Mm-hmm.
But this new one is going to have even sexier options.
That's the only difference.
How can they get sexier? How sexy are these options?
They're pretty sexy.
I have no clue. Like, I guess they're in their bras in the first one, and in this one, they're literally no bras, but they're clutching their tits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
The only difference is that there is, like, a character viewer where you can, like, view the character models, and one of the characters can be naked. But you don't see anything.
Which one? Travis?
Travis. It's Travis.
Yeah, Travis. Wait, Travis.
You don't see anything?
Yeah, you don't
Not
see
Not a nip or a tip?
No.
Nothing.
Oh. No, because his shirt's really long and it just hangs over his.
It's back. Actually a tall tee. All the characters wear tall tees in the next.
But can you can you only see like the outline of a shaft or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's shaft.
In the pants.
It's the character
in the pants,
shaft.
Though. That's there's,
a,
on the,
there's a silhouette of shaft in the background,
and
not
and
even
then
like
on top
the cool
of it,
shaft.
He's covering. He's covering it with his arms. So.
I mean,
you can see like the shadow of
I
it.
I It's probably jerkable. I mean, I've jerked off to workout videos before. Unfortunately, it was Taibo. And it was just Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks is a pretty he's a pretty attractive guy.
I made do.
And I think that's all for important releases, right?
Yeah, so let's do Angels Broke.
Hold on, let me open up a natty light.
Can you, when you say let's go to Angels Broke Corner, can you play like a Cottonmouth King song or something? Like put it in there and like,
yeah,
and then
no,
turn down
Angel,
the volume. So
Angel
it's playing.
Had suggested that.
Yeah, oh, well, the intro can be something else, but at least behind it, I want.
Yeah,
but like, oh, have it like at a low volume while he's talking.
Hold on, I think I need to actually like become like a different person for this.
No, just turn your head back.
No, I want to.
We'll give you a
name.
Second,
I want to be called.
You can prepare,
oh wait, hold on.
Take a deep breath,
Angel. Get ready to neg some people. Be a pickup artist.
No. I'm a bro right now.
Yeah,
just
well, no,
night,
like, bros like.
No,
negging.
No.
Do bros know that they're bros?
Yeah, they do.
I don't
so
know.
So I'm wearing my natty light. Yeah, niggas can call me AEZ. Don't be confused. Not like Little Weezy. No, more like my favorite movie with.
You've done it. I hate
bitch.
You. You're a real bro.
Young Jeezy.
like my fly bitch, Emma Stone, Easy A. Except AEZ. It's a double entendre.
I hate this so
genius.
Much. Can we go back to Matt reading the headline?
Because I entendred it.
For the love of God.
I entendred
so,
it to mean.
So, quarter 2011, Silent Hill Collection featuring HD remakes of Silent Hill 2 and 3.
No, hold on. Get with the bro news. I want
to
hear the bro news.
Anyway, for all my niggas out there in the struggle, I was going to let you
can
guys
say
know.
That?
Yeah, we can. I can.
Okay.
Probably.
Angel's Mexican. He can say it. No, that's not true.
He's a bro. He's a bro. It's okay.
No, for all
he's already
out
going
there,
to hell. Don't worry.
I'm just going to let you guys know that we got four new Turtle Beaches coming out for Modern Warfare 3. Word.
What is a Turtle Beach?
It's a headset. It's a.
That's a character from Entourage.
Yes. Basically.
That's all I know about Entourage.
So we're getting four of him in the new
it's
game.
Surround sound headsets. They got four classes. Starting from $300 to like $900 to $100.
Jeez. Wait, hell yeah. They start from $300 and they go to $900 to $100.
That's
I'm
right.
Really confused
that's
about this
right.
bro lingo.
Because you're not bro.
Okay. Okay, I guess so.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just going to shout out to this motherfucker out there that's redirecting Modern Warfare 3 to Battlefield 3. Some bullshit. No one can play that shitty ass game anyway.
I just want to hang myself. That's all I want to do.
Alright, that's it. For Angel's Bro Corner. Or A Easy, right. Nigga. God. Keep it easy.
Cool story,
Nick
bro.
Nick would like to go on the record for saying he does not condone anything that was just said in, or ever will be said in Angel's Bro Corner.
Looks like in world news, the British Prime Minister drags opponents into hacking scandal.
Did you see when he attempted, some like British comedian tried to pie him?
What?
Nope. But did you know Woods gets rid of Steve Williams as a caddy? Tiger Woods, I'm guessing. Could be Ed Woods.
No, it's Ed Woods.
Yeah. Did you guys see Robin Williams in the Batman trailer?
It's James Woods.
In the fake Batman trailer?
In the only Batman trailer?
Did you know that? Did you really think that was real?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Adam is the world's most gullible sack of shit.
You're terrible.
You're so gullible.
You didn't...
I'm not going to call you a sack of shit.
Uncatred?
You didn't see Robin Williams in the preview in Harry Potter?
Adam, don't try to cover your ass now.
No,
it's too late.
Please.
You're so gullible. It's adorable. That's why women like you.
That's why they don't like you. They think of me like a puppy.
They think of me like a puppy.
See, the reason I brought that up is because I wanted to ask you guys if Zelda was in it.
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because you thought...
No.
Oh, God. You thought it was so real that you, instead of, like, questioning it, went on to telling jokes about how real it is.
You're terrible.
Adam, I'm sorry.
Adam,
I'm
whenever
sorry
you see anything cool on the internet, call me and ask me if it's real.
Yeah. Send us a text.
Anything?
Anything. Seriously. If you see something,
you're gonna be getting a lot of calls from me, Nick.
That's okay. Like, I can quit my job if you pay me to do this.
Adam or Nick will know if they're real or not. Okay. 9 times out of 10.
I'm really good at that.
I think I'm gonna try to see I can find
I really thought you were gonna
Zelda
be like,
Williams
hey,
on Circle.
Did you guys see Robin Williams in that new Zelda 3D trailer? And I would have been like, yeah, it wasn't as adorable as the last one. It was just kind of silly. But instead, oh, God, Adam, come on.
Wait, was he... There's a new Zelda Williams thing?
Yeah, there's another one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it show Zelda Williams again?
Yeah, it just shows her playing the game.
More clothes or less?
I think extra clothes. She's actually...
Same amount.
She's wearing a parka and a turban. Oh. And she's in a bubble. She's like a bubble child.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Can
I friend her? Let's see if I can friend her on Facebook.
That's a good idea.
You could friend her on 4chan.
Don't worry. I read her Twitter, and I... Ugh.
This just in. I'm sorry to interrupt, guys. I just want you to know that in Buenos Aires, Argentina, allegedly was found a Marilyn Monroe sex film.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way.
What did she look? What do you think she looked like having sex?
Well, it says it's
you know that picture of her
blonde.
like oh no, my skirt's blowing up. Like, exactly like that. She just holds that pose the whole time.
Yeah. It says
in the butt.
Yeah. In hole.
Says that the man found it and he wants like $500,000.
This is old news, I'm pretty sure.
But a Marilyn Monroe expert looked at it and he says this woman in the video is much heavier and less feminine.
Well, Marilyn Monroe before she
she's
died,
she's got a big old dick. Clearly not.
She gained some weight.
Small dick. She had a baby dick, if you will.
Why this is coming out of Argentina, I'm not sure.
Because that's where you send all of your stag films.
Because Nazis
to hide them from
really
your parents. She was trying to hide it from her parents, so she just. She threw it in a crate, wrote Argentina on it, and then gave it to a guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not like so bad.
Okay.
So let's ask questions to each other since we don't have anything else to talk
that
about.
Sounded so
Adam, how
silly.
Dumb are you?
Yeah, Adam, why did you think that was real?
I haven't been like keeping up with that movie at all, so.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I saw Robin Williams, and I was like, wait,
while you were writing...
And then I said, Robin Williams, question mark?
No, you were watching
go
that while
Facebook
you were writing
check.
On, like, the Bigfoot forums about those guys who, like, had that fake Bigfoot in a cooler, and you were like, oh my god, they found the real Bigfoot.
They never find the actual foot, though. It's just the hair.
Is there a new one that you're believing now that I don't know about?
No, they found Bigfoot. He's in all those Jack Links commercials.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Download the picture pack on Xbox Live for
forgot
free.
About that.
Get your Jack Links pictures. Let it be your avatar.
Messing with Sasquatch.
Anyway, Adam, a question I've always wanted to ask you.
Yes,
what do you
Matt.
Think of Robin Williams in Dark Knight?
Well, it's gonna be pretty cool, I think. I mean, he doesn't have the beard, so
who do you think? You know, wait, who did that trailer say he was gonna be playing or suggest? The Riddler?
I don't think it did.
Midler? Bette Midler?
Yeah, the Midler.
The Midler.
Middle me this, him, Batman.
And Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
Well, that's real.
She's not playing Catwoman. She's playing Commissioner Gorman.
Yeah.
Commissioner Gorman.
Have you guys seen the real Batman teaser we saw before Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with the JPEG of Bane?
Yeah.
And the cloud that formed into a bat? Was,
okay, apparently you weren't paying attention because it was not a cloud.
It's a skyline.
Whatever.
Adam, do you have glaucoma?
No, wait, there's two trailers.
I think it's time for you to go to a doctor.
There was the second one was when Bruce Wayne farted and the fart cloud turned into a bat.
Oh, okay.
That was part of it.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. So he's not.
God.
And it's in 3D.
Jerks.
And the fart comes out.
How do you guys feel about
Bane's
face? That weird mask thing he's wearing.
I think it's
looks
fine.
Terrible.
I agree with Angel for the first time ever.
It looks
really
weird before. Fuck you, Nick.
It looks like two fists put together and then shoved in front of his face.
I thought he was Scorpion for a second.
I prefer the Bane in Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I do too. We all do.
I'm not gonna lie, actually I do too.
No, I don't. I was kidding.
I like Uma Thurman. Is she in this movie?
Yeah, she is. She plays Poison Ivy, the bride.
I'm glad that you didn't have a joke.
I didn't have a joke. I just started talking.
With something as
I figured as long as
Poison
I...
Ivy.
That's how all of my jokes start.
Wait,
I just start talking first.
She's a doctor.
Doctor Claw.
Dr. Claw.
She plays Dr. Claw.
Oh, Dr. Claws. It's the sequel of Fred Claus when he becomes
the
doctor.
No, it's actually the fourth in the series of the Santa Claus movies.
They need another Inspector Gadget movie.
They already made it straight to
did
DVD.
Did you guys see Harry
they
Potter?
They already made two.
Well, they need another one.
Everybody see Harry Potter?
Yes.
Nope.
No.
Yes.
Some jerk-off roommates went without me.
Who?
Oh.
Could you give us their names? And if I hand you my driver's license, could you read all of my information to everybody?
Yes.
I'm not going to do that. I got secrets on that driver's license.
What'd you guys think?
It was good. I liked that there wasn't a lot of dialogue, and it was like
mostly
a very quiet film.
There was a good amount of dialogue.
Do you watch anything?
Well, the second half of the movie.
No, what are you talking about? There was like hardly any dialogue in that movie. Most of it was just a lot of like silence.
Do you go to the movies
music.
Building your computer?
He brought his computer to the theater.
You can't tell me that they talked a lot.
I didn't even see the movie, and I know they talked
more. That's just in comparison to the first movie, which was a boring talk fest. Actually, they didn't even talk much in that movie. They just moped around.
Speaking
this one
of
actually
boring
flowed
talk
like
fests,
a real movie.
It did, except it didn't have a beginning.
Yeah,
it's true. I don't know. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was fine.
Does it just pick up from where the other one ends?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It was pretty
just like,
good.
Just like,
it
beat out Dark Knight. For like,
yeah, but that's just okay.
Biggest opening.
Wow, they have a bigger fan base. It must be a better movie.
It was pretty good. Like it was a well made film.
I liked it
in terms of acting and directing, but in terms of it being an actual movie, like you can't just watch this one because you're missing half a movie. But you don't want to watch the other one because it's boring as shit. So
that's how the book was too.
So that they really fucked that up because my favorite one is still the one where it's just like the one that all the book readers complain about, like, it's like a romantic comedy. Like,
oh, the fifth one?
Yeah, it was actually funny and interesting.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Order of the Phoenix, was it?
No, fifth one is... you like the sixth one.
Prince Man.
Yeah,
Half-Blood. That's the sixth one.
Yeah, that one was the best one.
That's a pretty good one, yeah.
I like the third one. Third one's my favorite.
Goblet of Fire?
The one that Alfonso Cuarón directed.
No, that's not Goblet
of
Fire.
No, it's Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Sirius Black.
Azkaban.
Yeah.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That one's sweet because it's got cool like time travel, and there's that cool Griffin.
I was also confused why in this movie and the last one, like, because I guess the one that I really liked, like, had more of Harry Potter's romantic interest. That I forgot her name right now. The red-haired one.
Yeah, Jenny.
Ginny.
Guinness.
It's with an I.
It's Ginny.
Guinness Book of World
Records.
It's Ginny. Anyway,
Ginny Rummy.
She's not. Why was she not in? Like, it's like.
Jedi.
No,
I
in this
agree.
Movie, they didn't
there,
care about her.
Yeah, there were so many moments when Harry was just like walking somewhere with Ron and Hermione, and he would just look at her, and they would just like look at each other with no expressions, and then just he'd be like, gotta go.
But they knew. They knew. They broke up. They knew in their hearts. They
broke up. But I love that, like, in when all this crazy shit is happening and people are dying all around him, he doesn't care about the girl that he loves enough to be what's she up to?
Here's what happened, okay?
They kissed at one
point. He sent her a picture of his Harry Potter. Okay, and it weirded her out a little bit, and they never talked about it from that point on.
Yeah, they just,
oh man,
but see what's cool about that is that it moves.
Sexting has got to be weird, where you see, like, your boner moving around and then it leaves sometimes.
Well, they don't have phones; they just have. Owls. I did it again. Where I just started talking with no joke.
Oh, boner flavored jelly beans! You send her a boner flavored jelly bean. Oh, yeah. Flavored exactly like your boner.
That's really gross.
It's by Owl, of course.
Of course.
But yeah, it was a pretty good movie. I like the sixth one is my favorite as a movie. It has the least cool fantasy stuff, I think, though.
It has
the most character stuff.
I like the trolls that were fighting on Valmart's team.
Oh, yeah. This one had some pretty cool battles.
Yeah.
I felt it was really like...
One of my favorite parts that a lot of the book readers hated... was when Harry grabbed Voldemort and they flew around in his, cloud
jet. That was cool.
I really liked
that. No, I thought that was sweet, and especially when their faces fused together and they, became the same person.
That was...
Everywhere online, people were just losing their shit. They're like, that wasn't in the book! That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
That was the thing. But really? The way... The ending to that battle was so anticlimactic.
It was a little anticlimactic.
Him and when...
Don't spoil it.
Oh, fuck that. When,
are you kidding me? All of our fans have seen this movie 4 times by
Helena
now.
Bonham Carter, when she died, was the biggest... she died with, one spell. That's it. I wanted to, see an extended death thing.
Yeah, she's supposed to be...
No, that's what happened in the book, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
But there was...
the book, everyone just dies like if it's nothing.
Yep.
When heroes die...
They start dying left and right. It's ridiculous.
I want a dramatic speech. Voldemort just, I don't even think Harry was casting a spell.
Well, it's because they were doing their lightsaber.
Their Kamehameha.
They're doing their laser attacks.
Yeah, and then they just...
Where it's not a spell, they just shoot lasers.
And then he just stops and then...
Well,
just...
it's because the whole movie, but they were slowly killing him throughout the entire movie.
You guys didn't see that Harry's hair got blonde?
What?
And longer? And he grew a tail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And then Chi-Chi was
no, but
there.
Yeah, this movie, the premise of the movie is they were slowly killing
Voldemort. No, I understand
that. But yeah, no, I completely agree with you.
But, I mean, it just, when you're killing off the major bad guy from 7 movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I expected it to be
8 bigger. Movies.
I don't remember if it was like this in the book, but he seemed very scared in the movie.
Yeah, he was.
For the whole movie.
Yeah, I thought that was a little neat.
The part where Snape died was fucking grisly.
Yeah, it's grisly.
That was crazy. And my favorite part in the whole movie was the Voldemort fetus.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
That part was sweet.
Although a lot of fans
that you saw for 2 seconds,
it was radical. It was
going
so
crazy
cool.
over Snape's backstory for some reason, which
I thought that was the goofiest part
it
of the
was
movie,
especially because it's just
bad kid acting.
He not only that, but it's just okay, so he was in love with this girl. For 80 years? It's that big of a deal? Just get over it, man.
It was better. I think it might have been better revealed in the book.
I think we've all had a crush on a girl who fell in love with some douchebag.
But he was 11.
And then got married and had the child of destiny. And died.
It would have been way different if, if they were in college or something. But really, they were friends when he was a 10-year-old kid.
They were lifelong friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she was boning that other dude from 12 on.
Yeah, the guy who looked like John Lennon. He looked like John Lennon.
He was
how would you not bone
I'm
gonna
slow play this
one,
and I'll get her in the rebound.
He looks like a Beatle. 2, he's magic. 3, he looks like a Beatle.
John Lennon.
It's pretty sweet.
Wait, who are we talking about?
John Lennon. Harry's Pepper. He looks just like John Lennon.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just weird to me, that Snape's motivation was, especially because Snake was my favorite character.
Yeah,
and seeing his motivation
woman.
Was just oh, okay, yeah. So he's in love with the girl from when he was a kid, which is...
And then that fucking snake bit him a million times.
Nah, just 3.
No, that was a million.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Super
snake
fast.
Was killed by a snake. I just
realized
that.
Maybe there was a part of
Snape!
The movie just looping.
Snape!
Yeah.
Oh, and
Snape's on a plane.
funniest part of the movie is when all the ghosts. Well, it turns out that when you die, you're just a ghost, and it's like no big deal dying.
Yeah, like why didn't his like ghost parents hang out with him some more? Why did they? Why were they just shut up?
Stop poking holes in the plot.
No, I will poke. There are so many fucking holes.
They were especially trapped in the mirror world,
especially in the movies when they're like, okay, fans are really gonna want us to keep this in, so we should put it in there, but not explain it at all. Like that fucking mirror that.
Dumbledore mirror that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and also Dumbledore's brother that, well, apparently since he like was the bartender at the Leaky Cauldron, if you go back and you look at all the other movies where they're at the Leaky Cauldron, it's not that guy, because they didn't realize when making I think like the third and the fourth movie that Dumbledore's brother was going to be the bartender. Well, so they were just like, oh, let's just cast some dude who looks like a bartender. He's just a background actor.
He was sick that day.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was on wizard vacation.
Yeah, that...
Let me ask you guys this. When
I love that our topic has now become the new Harry Potter.
That's fine.
Movie.
Can we not talk about this
No,
anymore?
This is totally fine.
This is a great topic.
I know that our listeners will love this. Some of them.
Anyway, so what? What were you saying?
I forgot his name.
Do we, like, go out of our way not to talk about
his
Zelda?
His name's not... What?
Nothing.
What about Zelda?
I think we go out of our way to not talk about Zelda.
There's nothing to talk about. We're talking about Harry Potter.
There's nothing
now.
To talk
yeah,
about.
I know.
They
I'm
release a game every 7 years. Let's talk about something else. Harry Potter.
Yeah, Dumbledore's brother was dumb as shit. I didn't even... What was his point in the plot?
He was grumpy because he helped... Because Andy, Albus, I call him Andy. Uh-huh. Andy Dumbledore like got his kid sister killed or something. But she just became one of those ghosts that can just hang around and be there the whole time and never
age. Just
aged.
Like being alive?
Yeah.
Except you're blue or something?
They can't really touch stuff, but they can never age and just hang out all the time. Like, if I were a ghost, I'd be fucking sick. I wouldn't age. I'd just get to go around and watch movies and...
Shred on your skateboard?
Yeah, I'd shred on my skateboard.
They don't have movies in Wizardland.
Yeah, I know. Being a wizard fucking sucks. You have magic, but nothing to entertain yourself except for your magic.
Right.
That's a big thing that I got into an argument with my little sister about. I was just like, yeah, it's cool that they can do magic and all, but why is it that like their entire society...
They have floating teapots.
Their entire society revolves around going to school and then working for the police. Like,
yeah, I know. What do they do once
what you
they're
do
not
is
at school?
You go to school, you join the police, you raise some kids,
well, they
you
either,
send them
they,
to
no,
school,
no, no.
They'll
can,
become
they
police.
Can,
Quidditch.
They can work for the newspaper.
That's right. They do like
they can do Quidditch.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. There's four jobs in Wizardland. You can be a professional cribbage player.
You can be
can
a bartender.
Work for the newspaper. You can be a bartender or a cop
or teacher. Five.
Okay.
So that's
yeah.
five. Five whole jobs.
That is pretty cool.
Or you can become the evil Dark Lord.
Oh, six.
It's
yeah.
It's
baby murderer. That's a job.
My whole life revolves around complaining about stuff and being angry all the time. So. In a world where it's just like magic can
in
solve
a world.
All my problems,
yeah,
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be boring. I'd just be like, eh.
But it's also you need to thank J.K. Rowling for giving us a series that spanned a little over a decade, and there are things that you can be angry and complain about. I mean,
right, exactly. Thank you, Justin.
The
I don't know her name.
No, it's J.R.R. Rowling.
Oh, J.R.R. King Rowling.
The things in the wizard world that used to make me happy no longer make me happy. So would I do like a Wingardium Zyprexa?
Yes.
Or
yeah. No. You want to do a Expecto
Prozac.
Zoloft.
Expecto Zoloft.
No, but wizards can go into like the regular world and watch movies and stuff. Because,
but they
oh
don't.
Yeah, okay. Well, Hermione does because she was one of those dirty, gross, disgusting mudbloods.
Yeah, okay. That would be so awesome. How easy would it be to impress women if you could
I know.
Do magic?
You could just be like...
Blade left and right.
Yeah, you could do an...
Boom!
What is it that they says in Wizard People on a mini alcohol out of nowhere spells?
Yeah.
You could do one of those. No. But that's the thing is that in the last Deathly Hallows movie, at the very beginning, we see... Hermione wipe her parents' memory of her, and then I was like, oh, they'll probably explain it later.
Oh, yeah.
No! What a fucking loser! Like, she just, like, oh, I might die.
Didn't they say, like, one line in the movie about
no,
that?
They no, they just show that scene.
Yeah, and they just go, oh,
that was
really
never actually sad. In the book either.
They never explain it. And so now that she lived and she's a hero, her parents have no memory of her. She could have gone home and been like, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry I did this crazy thing. I needed to do this. Don't be sad that I almost died. They'd just be like, oh, man, we're so fucking proud of you. You're the best. It's amazing that a disgusting freak like you could grow up and become something, you dirty mudblood.
She was too busy now, getting boned by Ron.
Now
okay.
Let's go to the movies because you're part human. You can enjoy
you like
both
movies.
Worlds. Yeah, and you like movies.
The main
you know,
thing
what
about
happens
is
that she goes to her parents and goes,
also, yeah,
and like,
another,
makes
another
it all better.
Nice little plot hole in this.
Was that a hold on? Was that a Mr.
Caffeine?
Caffeine?
Yeah, he was a Mr. Caffeine reference.
Yeah.
But okay, speaking of the of the time traveling Mr. Caffeine, she was given that hourglass that could turn back time, so she could go to like class and stuff.
But she's responsible, so she wasn't going
to
miss it.
She could, but she still has it. She could go to two classes at the same time. Why the fuck not use that to go way back in time and just stomp Voldemort as a baby?
Because that's illegal. Shut up. You can't do that.
Who cares? The Minister of Magic was murdered off screen. They killed Bill Nighy like 10 minutes into the movie.
Yeah. They really
the science guy?
No.
Bill Nighy the science guy.
No, it's Bill Nighy the science guy.
Was the Minister of Magic.
Really, Nick? That's the best you can come up with?
Yeah, I could because I respect that man. I'm not going to make fun of him.
The
at least he gave it a Bill Nighy the science try.
All right, so serious question
about
Harry
Sirius Black.
When Neville got up with the Sword of Gryffindor, like towards the end of the movie,
yeah,
and, like it was supposed to be a very
cool.
heroic moment.
That guy has he's like 20, but he already has the face
of a 40-year-old
of a British character actor. There's no way he's not going to be.
Well, did he get? I don't remember. Somebody mentioned online that he got his teeth all fixed up. Were they straight in this movie?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know.
But anyways, I just remember. So
we'll have to watch it again.
I remember all of the other movies, like when he was a kid, it's like, woof, what an ugly child. Now, he actually he kind of grew into it. I mean, he just looks like a normal
person now.
He's a British man. He's got a lot of character to his face. He's not an ugly man.
He's a British character actor.
Right.
Anyway, what were you saying, Adam?
So when he got up, like it was supposed to be a very serious moment, but it. I thought it turned out to be much funnier
when he cut off the snake head, or
right before that. Yeah, when he was getting up and like there were people dying all around him and stuff.
No, I didn't really think it was funny. I thought it was kind of cool.
Funny. I don't think people dying is funny.
Yeah, that's really gross, Adam.
Fuck.
Sorry, guys.
It should be. Why don't you?
It's all those violent video games I've been playing.
Yeah, I do like
and all those official Batman trailers you've been watching.
They killed off Lupin and
off screen.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know they were dead until they appeared as ghosts.
And Fred.
Or
George,
well, at least they made
a
big deal about that. I mean, I know they can't just waste time being like, all these characters are dying.
But that's what happens in the book. Literally, everyone just dies, and no one says
shit. All of my favorite characters in those movies are like the background characters, like Ron, Harry, and Hermione, whatever. I liked Lupin
the
third.
Ron is my favorite lead character because he's not boring as shit like Harry.
He's funny, and he gets the girl.
He's a ginger, though.
And he has a catchphrase.
He's got a hot sister.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to know about magic to impress the ladies, I've been working on the old nickel behind the ear trick.
Oh, really?
Right. It's
you just go
can
up,
you do it
you
for
go
us?
And you go, oh, gross. And they're like, what? And you go, that's fucking disgusting. Your ears are gross. And then they start getting offended, but then you pull the quarter out from behind and they're like, oh my God.
No, it's a nickel.
And you said, and, no, you
and then you them. Turn it into a nickel. And
no,
then
a giant nickel.
And say, buy some fucking soap with that cunt.
No, I pull the quarter out.
That's
I say,
too much of a neg, Matt.
I pull
much.
The quarter out. I say, look at this quarter, slut. And then I turn it into a nickel.
When did they start here?
I turn it into a nickel. I grab my Polaroid. I take the picture. I print the picture. I shake it. I shake it. I shake it. I say, look at this photograph. Every time I look, it makes me laugh.
And then she'll ask, like, and then how did my eyes get so red? And you'd say, like, never mind that.
I'd say, never mind that. You can have your nickel back.
best joke.
Listeners, and look at his rag. Does it smell like chloroform?
If the listeners didn't get it, well, fuck them.
That's what the internet is for.
Yeah, internet.
They can look it up. They can go to Wikipedia,
search Google,
and type.
Twitter, Twitter. Yeah.
Go to Wikipedia, search Google, Twitter, Twatter.
TwitPic, Yahooligans, Google.
What do you guys think about doing a musical podcast?
That's not going to happen.
One of
no,
these
thank
days.
You. That sounds like the worst.
I think we should.
Nope. Okay, that's good that you think that.
Just 3 hours, 3 hours of us making music.
I'm really happy that you think that that's a good idea, Adam. It's real great.
Okay, I'm sorry. Unless you're going to have Joss Whedon write it for us.
Tell us what you think. Ooh. That'd be cool.
I think
Joss Whedon, if you're listening.
He's been sending me a bunch of emails saying, hey, can I write an episode of the podcast for you? And I was just like, you know what? Your stuff's a little campy, a little hammy.
Yeah.
No, hit and miss, thanks.
And we don't want to be the miss. So.
Yeah, I was like, is this going to be Buffy or is this going to be Angel? And he was like, I don't even know what that means. And I was like, yeah, me neither.
I mean, we can do a puppet episode.
Okay, yeah, we could do a puppet episode.
Anyway, guys,
let's all do the puppet episode.
Harry Potter
good idea.
Here.
Angel's great. He says horrible things that are gross, but then he says puppet things, and that's great.
We could do a puppet episode. Puppet.
Kyle does stupid accents.
I do stupid accents.
Guys, I have Harry Potter questions.
Fuck.
Okay, back to Harry.
Well, I have some.
I'm tired of Harry.
I have some questions. What did the deer have to do with anything?
That was his mom's patronus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it was a flashback.
So
to the
Snape
one.
Got it.
So
Snape got
sent
it because
it out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Snape. That's his because he loved his mom. So
it
much.
Wasn't. It wasn't his dad's patronum. It was actually Snape.
So we're supposed. To, so
right. That's what.
Yeah. Snape.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Snape wanted to bone Harry Potter's mom so bad.
So bad that his patronum changed.
But yeah. he figured if he could save Harry Potter's life, then he might get to see that ghost and maybe get some of that ghost tail.
Oh yeah.
Here's a question.
Uh-huh. Ghost poon is
ghost pussy is mighty cold.
Is Snape Harry's dad?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did he succeed?
Yeah.
In the relationship?
Yeah, he did.
No.
Wait, what?
That would have been a great ending.
That would have been
if,
great.
We find out that
Harry,
Lily Potter was having an affair
no!
with Snape, and Snape was Harry's real dad.
Pretty obvious that Snape wasn't getting any.
That's why he was so moody. That's why he got so bloated.
Yeah.
They really, I feel like Alan Rickman, there's nothing wrong with gaining weight. I mean, he's getting up there in years, and he's gaining some weight. He's a million years old. But I feel like maybe they should have tailored his costume to the fact that he's been gaining some weight.
When they flash back to when he was younger, he looked, they did a good job with making him look younger.
They did. They gave him braces.
They just took his scenes from.
And then
Die
when
Hard.
He was even younger, he had polio, so they gave him leg braces.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Die Hard. Was just
oh, that would have been accent. Great.
Hans Gruber.
It was just it's Hans Gruber.
Can somebody cut together like the shot of Dumbledore falling off the tower backwards with Hans Gruber falling, and like Snake gets his or Dumbledore gets his revenge, kills Snake.
So wait, was Dumbledore actually awesome. A dick? Or was his brother just a dick?
He was a giant baby dick.
He was a bit of a dick.
But he had
good reasoning for what he was doing. He was
very much he knew
what he was doing, and there were reasons for all of his actions.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to kill his sister because he'd like her to stick around and be a ghost and go to the movies with him.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be an asshole to his brother, so his brother would have to work at a bar so he could get free drinks.
But then his brother missed a lot of days of work. He probably got
fired. Yeah, he did get fired, and he was just living underneath the bar.
Or maybe he was just the owner.
And also, he was a pervert because he had that tunnel that led to the school, so he could just like just knock a couple back, go through that tunnel, peek into the girls' locker room.
Oh, right. That was a tunnel to the girls' locker
room. Yeah, it went straight to the girls' locker room at Hogwarts.
The Marauder's Map sent him straight there.
Gosh, I wish I had that invisibility cloak to get into the girls' locker room.
Yeah.
Was that addressed in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Or undressed, rather?
The invisibility cloak?
Yeah, if he could use it to get in the girls' locker room.
Yeah, he could do it. It's one of the
or
definitely...
you can get that potion that dresses you up like a girl.
But wizards don't
it's
do
one
that.
Of the...
Oh, fuck! That reminds me. Man, I just used that potion, turned myself into Hermione, take a peek at my hot bod.
Oh, there's another plot hole in the movie. In the first part, they make a point to meeting these people to turn into them. That way, they could steal their clothes and just look like real adults. And then when they turned back into it, they were wearing big people's clothing.
Yeah.
How come when she turned into what's her
Bellatrix.
Name? Bellatrix. I almost called her Beatrix. But when she turned into Bellatrix, she all of a sudden had all of her clothing.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Bellatrix is actually Mystique.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry I called it a plot hole.
Bellatrix is great.
X-Men First Class of Hogwarts.
Helena Bonham Carter did a great job.
She did such a good job
pretending to be that Watson lady.
Yeah. She was great.
Like, her mannerisms were the exact same as Emma Watson's. It was really good.
Yeah.
I also liked that albino dragon. I think it was cool.
I like the little Jew guys.
The trolls?
Goblins.
Yeah, the goblin bankers.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. It was just kind of racist in the movie, I thought. They were all bankers, and they all just had big noses, and
Adam,
everyone
Matt was,
hated them.
Matt was mad for you.
I was not offended.
Matt's watching. He's like, outraged.
I wasn't offended. I'm just saying it's pretty racist. Maybe I agreed with the movie.
Racist.
Well, J.K. Rowling
hates Jews, and she thinks they're all small and disgusting.
Yeah, she's an anti-Semite.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, on the other hand, he's
pro-Semite.
He hates Jews.
Oh, speaking of J.K. Simmons, you know they're cutting out the J. Jonah Jameson character from the new Spider-Man movie,
yeah, they're
right?
Cutting out all the things I like from the new Spider-Man, apparently.
Wait, the Jonas Brothers aren't in Spider-Man?
It's actually, I think it's going to be better. So.
No! Okay. No Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Mary Jane Watson Dunst, character is
no
gone.
Hard nipples in the rain. And that's it. That's all they're cutting out
that
I care
Emma
about.
Stone is Gwen Stacy, though.
That's cool, but what about Peter Parker's real high school crush, Mary Jane Watson? Why is all
no,
of a sudden...
No, it's Gwen Stacy.
Why is it all of a sudden Gwen Stacy is going to high school with him?
Because that's how it goes.
It was Mary Jane in the 90s comics.
No, in the original comic, it's Gwen Stacy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought
he
Mary
doesn't
Jane...
Meet, he doesn't meet Mary Jane until, like, later in life.
And that's when things start getting weird, and we find out his parents are, like, robot clones, and then Hydra Man is actually Mary Jane. Like, Mary Jane's actually made of water, and she turns out to be a clone.
That's from the show.
That's also in the 90s cartoon. Or not the cartoon, but also the 90s comics.
I don't know. Yeah. The main reason why I like the old Spider-Man movies is because I like Sam Raimi.
Yeah, I like
so
Sam Raimi.
I don't have a ton of interest in this.
I liked it. No, but they just focused too much on the relationship between Peter Parker, Harry Osborn, and MJ.
Yeah.
I was like, they're such a focus.
My biggest complaint...
Spider-Man wasn't really like a prick as he is like in the other... Like everything else, he's always like making jokes and shit and
yeah,
being cool.
But that's I'm a big defender of the third one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Sam Raimi got fucked on that.
Let me say that I know it has its problems.
No, it has its problems.
It's got a lot of flaws. But there are a lot of people.
It's
who,
not his fault
who,
though. It's
who complain about the wrong thing in that movie. I feel like...
What would you complain about?
The main problem is the pacing of the film.
Well, the main problem is there's too many bad guys.
Yes.
And then that's pretty much it. Yeah, the pacing's all weird because there's way too many storylines that we're trying
Peter
to cram
Parker
in there.
But the Peter Parker stuff is hilarious and
yes,
so
exactly.
Well done.
The Yeah, when Peter Parker is in black suit form as Peter Parker...
Oh, it's great.
It's hilarious. Great. It's one of the best parts in those entire movies.
It's almost as good,
but a lot of people are just like, it's so stupid, but they don't realize that it's supposed to be a joke. He just becomes this fucking asshole who is just such a clown.
No, but the thing is, it got really serious when he smacked the shit out of MJ.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it was like, it's all this giant joke, and all of a sudden he just fucking slaps the shit out of her. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Well, wife beating is serious business. You can't
I
joke
like
about
that movie a lot.
No, I just think Sam Raimi, like, gave a big
Let's
fuck
watch
you
it
to
the
Sony.
Like
because of
it's like America
thing.
Was MJ.
It's probably
Sam Raimi was Spider-Man.
My favorite trilogy.
I really wish I could at least read the script for Spider-Man 4.
You can.
Okay.
Online. Spider-Man4script.com.
Okay.
They got it there. It's in PDF.
Oh, cool. No, but I don't know.
I didn't like Sandman. I felt Sandman
no,
felt a little
I feel like
weird.
Sandman would have been great if he was the only villain.
I just got really sick of Harry in the third one. Yeah, no,
one.
I think he fucked himself because he set up Harry to be the villain in this one, in the third one.
Yeah.
So, like, then he's like, you have to do something with that. And then he really wanted Sandman in a movie.
And then the studio really wanted Venom in the movie.
Yeah, and the studio really wanted Venom. And then they cast Topher Grace. Are you fucking joking?
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's all right. But they made the Peter Parker character and the Eddie Brock character way too similar. Because Eddie Brock is just a fucking asshole. He's not like a nerdy photographer who something wrong. He's just a
dick.
Actually,
what I really like, did you watch the Sensational Spider-Man?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the one where the animation looks so awful that I couldn't.
Yeah, the animation is pretty bad, but like I really like the storyline of it. It was like, it mixed like the comics, the movies a little bit. Like some aspects from the movies and like something from the Ultimate timeline.
Yeah,
it was actually really, really well done. Actually,
I'm excited. I'm excited about the new movie. But it's one
Me
of those
too.
Things where a lot of people are like, "Finally, the Spider-Man I wanted. I had to sit through those shitty movies."
Oh, shut up. Everyone loved the first
two. I'm completely happy that there's a trilogy of the Spider-Man franchise that I already like.
Yeah.
And I'm open to just seeing more Spider-Man, seeing somebody else's take on the character.
Yeah, but it also, I'm glad it wasn't like...
It might just be the way the studio cut the trailer, but I don't remember Spider-Man being so dark and moody. It looks like the success of The Dark Knight is really...
Oh, yeah? I watched this trailer.
If Marvel isn't making their own movies like they are now, because X-Men and there's a bunch of characters that are still licensed out, Spider-Man being one of them. It looks like Columbia Pictures is really trying to go Dark Knight-y all over this. Ugh.
It was refreshing that Thor was like not dark and moody at all.
I have to see that. I've yet to see that. I watched First Class.
I don't think I ever want to watch Thor again.
Yeah,
First Class was all right. I liked the relationship between Magneto and Professor X. Yeah, I think it was great. They were cast perfectly. Yeah, it was awesome.
I didn't really care about like some of the other men in that movie. Yeah, the other characters.
Yeah, I really didn't like them that much.
Yeah, but
wasn't there?
I really liked Charles Xavier and Magneto.
Charles Xavier and they're well done. They're awesome.
Wasn't there an Avengers trailer that just came out?
No.
No, it was a teaser. Yeah. It's all literally just said, like, it was Samuel Jackson saying something. And we're like, Avengers 2012.
It was Robin Williams.
Apparently, Captain America is bookended with present day stuff.
For Avengers?
Yeah, it opens with them finding Captain America's frozen body.
Okay, good.
Really?
Yeah, and then it flashes back to the whole movie.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to see it. It seems to be getting fairly positive reviews.
Are they going to do another Iron Man before Avengers?
No, I think it's going to happen after. And Jon Favreau has already walked away from the third one.
Oh, wow.
So he's not directing.
Probably going to be shitty. Huh. Hopefully they got Fantastic Four or Rise of the Silver Surfer guy for that one, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right. Do we have more movies to talk about, or should we be done?
It's a little weird that... a couple more thoughts on Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that there's so much hype around the new Batman movie. It sort of makes sense for them to, a year in advance, release a teaser trailer. And it's very much a teaser trailer. But I feel like, one, releasing a trailer for Spider-Man over a year in advance is a little weird because it seems to be really wanting to build hype. But to start building hype this far along is weird. It seems like one of those things where people... I don't know. It just seems bizarre. And also,
don't they usually do it always like a year before? Because I remember Spider-Man 3...
But this is a full-on trailer.
This is like a full-on trailer. It's a teaser, but it shows a ton.
It's a teaser because it doesn't talk about
the story.
There's a movie that just came out recently that I can remember seeing a trailer from like sometime last year.
I don't know. It just seems real more apparent. But also, it's really strange that... they're releasing Spider-Man so close to The Dark Knight Rises. I think they, if not open in the same week, at least like a week apart from each other.
Yeah, good luck.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That seems like a mistake.
Double feature.
No, they'll probably change that down the road.
But fans will see them both.
Yeah. I just saw a trailer for this movie about the Saddam's son's double.
Yeah, Devil's Double.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I heard it's pretty good.
Does Andrew Garfield play Spider-Man in that one?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Winnie the Pooh?
No, I want to though. Is it good?
I haven't seen it either. I don't know. My brother said he really liked it.
I keep hearing complaints about the voice acting.
It's just because they changed it.
What are they complaining about? I don't know what the complaints are.
No, they're just they changed voice actors.
Oh,
who did they change? Voice actors? Everybody?
Eeyore, Owl.
Oh.
That's it.
I don't really mind that. I mean...
No, but I mean... they change voice actors for things all the time. When's the last time a Winnie the Pooh movie came out?
Exactly. Like 2003.
Yeah. Like people, it's just something to complain
about. The Tigger movie or the Heffalump movie?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't make a movie where they just like hired people off the street for voice acting. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the voice acting is probably good.
There was a guy smoking a cigarette on his break outside Carl's Jr.
You like Pooh Bear? Hey, I'm you.
You can be Pooh Bear. Like, it's just like some weird...
Hey, listen up. This is me. I'm Rabbit. Pooh. You're a fat bear. Here's some honey.
Don't steal my honey.
I'm
a rabbit, and I need a lot of it. But you're a bear, so you don't need any.
I'm Rabbit. Again, I'm Rabbit.
They let them improvise their own dialogue.
Yeah, they improvise their own dialogue.
I'm Owl. I just not quite sure where I'm going with this. as an owl, every time you look
one of the
at
takes
future,
is really weird when it's just like, hey, it's me, Kanga. I got this baby in my pocket. What's this word here? I'm not going to say that. Like, they kept that in there. Like, the actor actually says that. It's really strange. You can hear them just, you can hear pages turning. Just some bizarre choices.
Yeah, but the voice acting's, other than all that, the voice acting's great.
Yeah, the mispronunciations, the all the bad acting, it's great.
And they're all speaking Russian.
I have a quick question. What do you guys think about Mission Impossible?
I'll see it.
Yeah?
Wait, there's going to be another
one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's being directed by Brad Bird, the Pixar director.
Is it Tim Cruise again?
Yeah, it's Tim Cruise. And it's also got Simon Pegg's character from MI3 is coming back. Joins the
Wait,
the
he
team.
Was in MI3?
Yeah. He's like an intelligence man. He's joining the...
Yes, he was. Oh my God, I completely forgot about that.
And then, what's his name? Nice. Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, yeah.
He's gonna
like Jeremy Renner.
Apparently take over the franchise.
He's Hawkman, right?
He's Knight. No, it's Hawkeye, and he's also what's it called? Hurt Locker.
Yeah, he's in Hurt Locker. Yeah,
he's the star of the Hurt Locker.
The Three Musketeers looks terrible.
Oh God, yeah. Who is directing it? Is it Paul Greengrass?
Nope, Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh, Paul W.S. Anderson. Oh, that's what I meant.
Of course, because that's Mila Jovovich.
No, oh, Paul she Greengrass in it? Is the guy who did the Bourne movie.
Yeah, that's nice. I always mix up their names. Paul Thomas Anderson.
So
he's working on that Scientology movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that Taylor Lautner movie?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the exact same movie as The Bourne Identity, except with
a
younger cast.
Lil Bourne.
No.
It's called Lil Bourne. It's called Stillborn.
L-I-L.
Yeah. It's called The Stillborn Supremacy.
It looks great.
Yeah. It's just like a kid who... doesn't have his real parents, and like his real parents are like evil spies or something.
And then he's like looking at somebody's office window from across the building.
Wait,
thing.
Everything explodes too.
Is this August Rush 2?
Yeah, this is August Rush 2.
Oh.
It's called August Rush Hour. Jackie Chan's in it.
Jackie Chan.
Where's Jackie Chan been? Is he just not a bankable movie star anymore?
Maybe not.
He did like that.
He just did Karate Kid.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
that was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
What are you talking about? That was like the world's shittiest movie.
What are you talking about? It was the same thing as the first one.
Oh God, no way!
Really
it was fucking 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
It got good.
It's
reviews.
The same thing as the first one. Oh. I literally watched the first one and then watched that one. It's almost the same thing.
So awful. I watched it. It was the only thing my parents had at their house when I was visiting Arizona.
I don't like the original Karate Kid, really. So I'm in the minority. I don't like a lot of movies too much out there.
It was so awful. I hated it.
Name
so
a movie
much.
I probably didn't I like it.
That was good.
You
know what I was wondering the other day? What is Michael Cera doing?
Michael Cera?
Right now.
Working on a couple things.
I think he's got a couple projects in the works.
Really? Yeah. Is one of them Scott Pilgrim 2?
Why would that happen?
I was reading Brian Lee O'Malley thing, and he's working on a new script for a comic, so that's exciting.
Really? Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cool. I read Lost at Sea at
I've
Barnes
heard that that's not
other.
Very good. Oh, okay.
Have you, oh!
Now I've heard the opposite.
Guys,
it's all right.
It's my birthday in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can cry if you want
if
to.
If anybody wants to buy me the Scott Pilgrim collection... the one.
Oh my God! There's an Arrested Development movie.
Okay, yeah, fuck you.
Are you kidding me, Angel? You haven't
welcome to five
no, wait,
years ago.
Welcome, oh my God! This has been like in
even
talks.
Adam knows about it.
I know. Adam probably saw a trailer for it.
I just started watching the show. That's why.
Welcome to 6 years ago. Am I right? It's actually 8 years ago.
Oh my God, that's insane.
But yeah, if anybody wants to buy me for my birthday, the Scott Pilgrim collection box set with the poster, I'll take it.
See, they were supposed to come out with
the box set, right?
Yeah, the book box set.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Did they ever come out with the box and the poster alone?
No. Or they might have.
Brian Lee O'Malley said that they were going to do that, but I never saw it.
I want to get those books, too. So for Matt's birthday...
how much is it? Is it still like
$70? $40 on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that much.
Oh, wow.
So please order it for me.
Nice. So four people, give them $10 for their song.
There nobody buy that. I'm saying that now.
Oh.
Don't buy that for Matt.
That's me.
Hush, hush.
That's me.
Matt, plug yours.
No, Matt and I are we usually say, hey, what do you want for your birthday? Then one of us says, I want this, and the other person goes, okay.
And then you wrap your dicks.
No, and then...
we wrap our dicks.
We go...
give me a fat beat.
Baby dick, I have got a baby dick. 9 out of 10 men have baby dicks. It's a serious problem. Yo! That's it.
We rap about dicks. Yeah,
it's sad. But I guys, see. God will take care of baby dicks. So don't worry. Don't donate,
yeah, don't
baby
donate
dick.
To baby dicks.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Emails.
Emails.
Yeah, I think it's about time. First of all, we didn't answer one of Jean-Pierre's questions.
What?
He asked us how we do our podcasts.
With our mouths.
Skype. We do it Skype and we record on Audacity. And also,
yep,
Nick, you didn't answer Gianpio's question. Yes, you can't. You have to buy our album with PayPal.
Oh.
I think.
Did he ask that?
Yeah. Bandcamp, I think, only uses PayPal. And you can donate as much money as you want.
Why don't we put that in iTunes?
Because you have to pay $35 for a CD Baby to set it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 97 cents, I think, is the transaction fee for Bandcamp. So if you donate any less than 97 cents, we won't see any of it. If you want to donate $97, that'd be cool.
So if I could just donate 98 cents.
Yeah. I actually don't know what the amount is, but something like that. But yeah, PayPal is the easiest way, I think.
Okay, new emails. Gian Piero sends us another one. For Angle.
Wow.
Hey, bro. Check this website out. bros.failblog.org. Hope you like it.
No. You gotta go to mylifeisbro.com.
Wow. Ah, he went up to
That's how bro Angle he is. He knows about other bro sites.
He knows all the bro sites, yeah.
Right.
Is there like a dot bro address that you can go to? Like, if you go to, like, google.bro, it'll just be, like, the two O's are, like, chest bumping or something. I don't know what bros do.
Awesome.
Other than just be assholes.
Date rape.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's date rape. That's the thing they do.
Date rape and then be assholes.
But that sort of falls under the asshole umbrella, because date rape is, like, that's
beyond
ultimate.
Asshole. That's despicable.
They wear their hats backwards.
But,
but sort of cool guys.
It's not like the kind of date rape where, like, you're, like, purposely... It's like the even for some reason to me creepier date rape, where it's just like that girl won't talk to me, but if I get her drunk enough, she'll give me a blowy.
Yeah, that's...
like it's like one of those things.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm gonna slip something in her drink and fuck her. It's just like
even yeah, creepier. It's the creepier. Yeah, it's creepier because yeah, I agree. They're both horrible, but one's a slightly creepier.
Yeah. Although my voice for the. Slipper Mickey one was creepier. But don't let that throw it off. It's not creepier.
Yeah.
That's just Matt being mad.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Sends us another one. Episode 62. Oh, God, Tintin, so awesome. VHS for the win.
VHS?
VHS? Yeah.
I don't know.
I understand the Tintin thing, because you guys were all talking about how you don't understand it.
I'm so excited for Tintin.
Yeah. I think that's going to be cool.
What do you guys think of the style?
I think it looks good.
Great. Like the realistic cartoony
style. It's the first time I've seen the like performance capture that I think doesn't look bad.
I think it's kind of cool.
It
really captured... I've been a fan of Tintin since I was like 10. I started reading the books, I think.
10.
So if that gives you... It's really nostalgic to me. And... I know it's not a big American audience.
It's like,
so I didn't ever expect a huge movie.
Yeah, Tintin to Matt is like Beast Wars to Nick.
No, because I watched Beast Wars too.
Beast Wars is so good.
Okay, then Tintin to Matt is like
is like reboot
Beetleborgs.
Ooh.
No, it's like
Beetleborgs.
It's like,
really?
No, I didn't like that.
What it's like is like
how about VR the troopers? Beetleborgs?
No.
Power Rangers
crossover. VR troopers. No. It's Tintin to Matt is Cowboys of Mu Mesa to Nick.
No, it's
what the fuck.
Exactly. There
no,
we go.
Pirates of Dark Water.
What it's like is it's like
Pirates of Dark
it's
Water
like
to Angel.
Spider-Man or X-Men.
Okay, yeah, it's like the '90s Spider-Man. Because
I didn't really read superhero comics.
I fucking love the '90s Spider-Man.
I love. It's amazing.
It's so good. Rewatching it is great.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. So, I love Tintin. I was a big fan of Tintin. Also, the other a foreign comic book I read is Asterix, which is another really popular one that's really great.
Yeah, I know Asterix. I didn't really like Asterix as a kid.
Asterix is great. I enjoyed it because all the puns.
I liked the Viking-ness of it.
Anyway, So I was excited for Tintin. I think the trailer looks great. I think the style perfectly captures the feel of it. It doesn't feel like they just like, oh, let's try out this style.
Yeah. All these fucking nerds who keep going, oh, what the fuck is Tintin, need to go to the IMDb page and see that Edgar Wright wrote the screenplay and then just continue to come all over Edgar Wright and anything he does.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Edgar Wright?
He
can do no wrong. It's going to be great.
I love him. And I love his silly accent.
Scott Pilgrim.
I don't know his name.
He did Scott Pilgrim, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Spaced.
Yep.
Spaced.
But yeah, so I'm super excited for it. Jean Piero, awesome. If you wanted to know, if you just wanted my opinion on it.
Maybe that will get the animation Oscar, because Cars 2 is not going to get it this year. Or maybe Happy Feet 2 will get it.
They're bringing Fluffy back. Best trailer.
Oh, Happy Feet 2.
I can't believe that fucking movie won the Oscar that year.
Yeah.
It beat Cars and like Shrek 7 or something like that.
Oh, Puss in Boots, guys. I'm seeing it. I saw the poster. Right.
These boots were made for pussin'. Is that the tagline?
Yeah, that definitely is the tagline. God.
Is there a way I can get a job coming up with taglines for movies?
Yeah, well, my pitch tagline was, probably, you fucking pussy.
That's pretty good.
they're using that for the box, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be in quotes, you fucking pussy.
The unrated version.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
When are they going to do another Austin Powers? That's what I want to know.
Adam, I really want to like you. You're making it really difficult
really
today.
I really want to like you. I really hated Adam after the Zelda timeline episode.
Here. I think everybody okay, did. Adam, it's okay. I'll do the fourth Austin Powers movie for you right now. Shagadelic. Fart joke, dick joke, boob joke, butt Love joke. Guru. A character's name that also sounds like, I don't know, let's say IBM... buttholes. That's a good name.
Oh, BM shit farts.
And then also groovy baby. And then
pop culture reference.
Oh fuck. Shit. Snuggy.
Ooh.
And then also $1 million or whatever credits. There you go.
But what about Seth Green?
Oh yeah.
I hate you, Dad, so much.
Zip it, my son, and then he'll be like, "Oh fuck you, Dad." And credits. More credits.
He got that from Austin Powers 4 screenplay.com.
It's called Austin Powers Fart Butt, the movie.
Oh, the butt who farted me.
No, let's. Right, what's
I need
another?
To pee. It's called. Keep talking.
It's called Casino. Fuck.
Royale.
I can't think of a way to.
What was the last movie called?
Oh, no. It'll be called Tampon of Solace. Oh. It'll just be called Pussy Galore. Okay. They're not even going to make a joke out of it. It'll just be called Pussy Galore.
Good enough.
Octopussy Galore.
I get it.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. You tied it together.
I think we're done, guys.
Email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Adam's got some fan fiction to write.
Yeah, please write us.
Yeah,
write,
so much
if somebody
of it.
Write some fan
Is it
fiction,
fan fiction about your computer?
Can you write some
I could do
fan
one.
Fiction about what we do on the podcast? Somebody, one of our fans, please write fan
write fiction. Some podcast fan fiction about what happens after the podcast.
Yeah, like what
it'll be called. Make sure you title it Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Well, I can tell you what happens after the podcast.
It's called Zelda Working Title Podcast After Dark.
Yeah, it's what happens when we turn off the lights and things get sexy over Skype.
That'll be the subtitle.
Yeah. And describe our penises in excruciating detail, please.
Excruciating. All right. Yeah. Also,
big, small,
throw
black,
in
Asian.
A guest appearance by, I don't know.
Justin Bieber.
No. It's too obvious.
Who's relevant?
Yeah, who's like somebody, a really good, we need some good guest appearance.
Selena Gomez.
Carrie Ann Moss from the Matrix movie. Ooh, she's not doing much these days. Throw her in there.
She's not doing anything.
You're right. Throw her in there. She needs some work. Put her in there. Put me in there.
I don't want to be in that.
I do.
What are you talking about? She's super hot.
She's a beautiful lady.
No, she's not.
No, you guys are dickholes. No.
You guys just look at women and then you just immediately go, oh, hot or not. You guys are just fucking idiots. I think that she has a great personality. She's a beautiful woman.
See, no, that's wrong, Nick. I don't do that. I just measure how many shots it take for me to sleep.
Here's what I want to do. I want to get to know her. Yeah. I want to get to blow her. I want to just kiss her. And then we can talk about things.
Is blowing or blowing in her ears?
Yeah, that's what I like doing.
Oh, okay.
I go up and I go,
Nick, that's not bro.
Hold on. I whisper into her ears and I go, and she goes, stop. And I go, and she goes, please, for the love of God, stop.
And while he's doing that, that's giving me time to start fingering.
No!
And
but Matt's like, he says fingering, but what he means is he's going through the phone book and he's putting his finger on some names. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to call this person.
And tell her.
And I'm actually watching this from afar with a one-eye telescope.
Okay.
That's it. Good night. Wait, hold on. Give the contact information.
Oh.
Oh yeah. I
bean footage. That's another joke for Austin Powers for you guys.
I remembered what I was doing. I was slowly whispering to myself, "I saw you in Fido."
I saw you in Fido.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Real slowly. Like
go
this.
To our forums. ZTPSocialBoard.ProBoards.com or tinyurl.com/workingtitle takes you to the same place. Email us, WTPodcast@gmail.com. Go to Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast. Our Facebook is Zelda Working Title Podcast. Our Google Plus account is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And rate us on iTunes.
Yay.
And next week, we're going to be talking about the N64. So email us your N64-related stories, and we'll see what happens.
Let's go finger blast some mini corn dogs.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Matt, Nick, Angel, Kyle, thank you.
Hey,
guys.
Adam, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, thinking that
pleasure.
Trailer was real, I don't know what
we would have lost. Like,
you're
right.
Good night. Good night. Yeah. Good night. Good night.
Later, guys.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
See you guys
good
next
night.
Week.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, but I mean, he's okay.
Yeah,
but
are you recording?
He's like
a normal Pokemon.
I like the normal ones though. I was a big fan of Growlithe for that same reason.
I don't, because they're not very fantastical.
They don't get any cool moves. That's why.
Like,
Zubat.
Okay, to be quite honest, Tauros is just a ball. Like,
well, he's got three tails.
Have you seen Pidove?
I'm pretty sure
it's a new Pokemon
born with three tails. What were you saying, Adam?
Pidove. It's one of the new ones.
Is it a pigeon and a dove?
It is exactly that.
Wow. I should work for Pokemon.
I love Pidgeot. That was my...
Yeah, they already have Pidgeot, which is...
Boofalant is Tauros with an afro. Oh,
really?
Cool.
Really?
Boofalant?
Boofalant.
Are they just fucking shoving Pokemon together now?
A buffalo elephant? Is that what it is?
No, it's just... I don't know... why they have the ant at the end, but it's a buffalo with an afro.
That's kind of cool.
And it is therefore Tauros with an afro.
That's kind of neat.
Squirtle.
Well, Jigglypuff, it's just a fucking puff. It's all jiggly.
And it's jiggly.
Jigglypuff.
That's not creative.
Yeah, Kyle, the...
Pajuto!
The sound effects are great, thanks.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Scyther!
Welcome to episode 63.
The gay Pokemon.
Let's do it, come on.
Scyther's not gay.
Yeah, he has a lisp.
What? Scyther's rad.
Scyther!
That's a lisp.
Okay, just because somebody has a lisp doesn't mean they're gay.
I have a little bit of a lisp.
Yep, see?
You're gay.
A lisp.
That's okay.
Scyther.
No, there's nothing wrong with
that. If I were gay, that would make things so much easier.
With what?
It would explain a lot of things, like why
you
like...
No, get a better job!
No, because it's a lot easier for me to talk to men. I don't get all nervous around them.
No, you probably would.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But then you would hang out with girls, and that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be really cool.
I like hanging out with girls. Better for me.
You can be...
Nick, can you please turn gay?
Okay.
Yes.
It's a choice, right?
One, two, three, go.
I know, that's how it works, is that a guy just comes up to you and say, hey, can you please turn gay? And you go, what do I have to lose?
So. Yeah, that's how it happens. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's also a choice to get married. I don't understand why gay people can't get married.
It's not. No, it's not a choice. It's
oh,
God's
you're born
law.
With it?
Born married, Nick.
Oh, you're born with it. God. Okay. I didn't realize that.
They were
didn't
born
you learn
this
that
way.
In school?
Oh, they were born that way.
All right. Okay, well, we might as well start since this is just going to be the whole episode.
Yeah,
so.
We'll probably need to turn these Pokemon off.
Can you get your list up? For
what list?
The news?
I don't have anything.
Okay. What?
But, what do you mean you have anything? There's like a shitload. Just looking for
I'll talk about it.
These.
I'll talk about it. Don't worry. I got
haven't been. I've been setting up my computer all week. I haven't been doing anything else.
Matt's News Hour.
All right.
And what's mine? Bro News?
Yeah.
No, was it Bro Gaming with Angel?
Bro Gaming.
I think it was Bro Corner.
Bro Corner.
Angel's Bro Corner.
Oh, do we just talk about Assassin's Creed and like Madden 20?
Yep, pretty much.
Madden!
What, mine? No, we talk about just Modern Warfare.
Call of Duty.
Modern War, man.
Okay, let's go, come on.
Carl on Duty, Black Cops.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yep.
That was last Jick?
Stephen Malkmus is the last
Jick. What the
fuck's a Jick?
Anyway, let's go.
It's a member of Stephen Malkmus' band.
All Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, sure.
Stephen Colbert?
Yes. Everything.
Tony Hawk?
Game. Yeah, it's Tony Hank.
Tony Hawkins. He's
Tony
on a wheelchair,
Hawkins.
But he does sweet tricks.
Sick grind, dude.
They should make that a game.
Tony Hawkins pro physicist.
It's really... when you bail in that game, it's so sad, though. You fall down, you have to wait for your assistant to come get you, and then you have, like, irreversible damage to your skull. Usually it ends up... you end up dead.
Help.
Anyway...
Please help.
Sweet 1080.
Okay.
Sweet. Ow, that hurt. Man. Fantastic. Radical. Amazing. Nice. Dude. Awesome. Totally tubular. Wicked nail. Sweet 1080. Dude, sick grind. Ow. My poor body. It hurts so much. Why won't somebody help me? Help. I lost my skateboard. Is anybody there? Hello? Anyone? Okay, really. This is getting annoying. This game sucks.